At 6:45 p.m. on the 26th of June 1959, I looked up towards the west, and there I saw, at an angle of about 45 degrees, this huge light. I said, "Will you go and tell the teacher, Stephen Moy, who was the person who had reported this other sighting, tell him to come along quickly and see if this is the thing he saw the other night." Well, he came along very, very quickly, and then Eric went along and he collected as many people as he could, and we all stood and gazed at it. And as it came close, it was not so bright. It was orange, and then it turned to a deep yellow, and until we could see the exact outline of it. At 6:55, I sent Eric to call all the people. And then, whilst Eric was away, we watched one person on the top, or one thing, move on the top. And then there were three men moving, and they were all glowing, and they were doing something on the deck. There was the man, and then there was seemed to be a separation between him and the glow. The same with the ship. There was the outline of the ship. Then it seemed to be separated, a fraction, and then this, what seemed to be sparkling glow, static, not static, but moving, sparkling glow all around it, following the contours of the men and the ship. Then they disappeared, and at 7 o'clock, men number 1 and 2 again. 7:04, gone again. 7:10, men 1, 3, 4, 2 appeared in that order. For the first time we noticed a shaft of light coming from the top of the saucer. 7:12, men 1 and 2 appeared, blue light. 7:20, spotlight off, men go. 7:20, UFO goes through the clouds, right through. At 8:28, UFO seen by me now overhead. I called the station people a second time that night. Then came the next night. A large UFO first sighted by one of the nurses at the hospital at 6 p.m. Somewhere between 300 and 500 feet. It was not dark. It was not dark. It was dusk. We could see it quite clearly. It was still bright, it was sparkling, but it was seen very near and clear. And there was this figure again on the on the decking, that I call it, at the top. And it was the teacher who said, "I wonder if they'll come and land on the playing field." I said, "Why not?" And so he waved like that. He said, "Hello." And to his surprise and ours, the thing waved back. And then Eric, who was with me, my constant companion, over those few weeks, he waved his two arms along with another lad, and then the figures waved two arms back. And so that, of course, was convincing that at least if not human, at least human-like, and that there was some sort of recognition as we interpreted it. I'm often asked, wherever I travel these days, am I the bloke what saw men waving from a spaceship? And I say, yes, I am the man what saw men waving.